Today we'll be doing Sifyot. The Shulchan Aruch tells us if Na'arecha Nolad B'chavtes L'Adar Rishon Mishanam Uberes, if one child is born on the 29th of the first Adar of Adar Rishon in a leap year, the Na'arecha Nolad B'Adar Sheni B'Echadbo, and the other child is born on the first of Adar Sheni, Ushnas Yud Gimel Einam Uberes, and 13 years later in their Bar Mitzvah year, it's not a leap year. Oso She Nolad B'chavtes L'Adar HaRishon Tzarech L'Hamtin HaRchavtes L'Adar B'Shnas Yud Gimel L'Hiyos Ben Yud Gimel Shana. The one born on the 29th of Adar Rishon has to wait until the 29th of Adar before becoming Bar Mitzvah. Whereas the one who was born on the first of Adar Sheni becomes Bar Mitzvah on the first of Adar. And the Ramah says, "When Mishanolad ba'Adar v'nasa Bar Mitzvah b'shnasa Yibur, eno nasa Bar Mitzvah at Adar Hasheni." One who was born in a leap year and their Bar Mitzvah is also in a leap year, so they do not become Bar Mitzvah until the second Adar. The opposite. If a person was born in a non leap year in the month of Adar and they become Bar Mitzvah in a leap year, so then their Bar Mitzvah is only in the second Adar. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Mem Gimel tells us, Einam Uberes, Aval Im Bishnas Yud Gimel Hal Yagam Ki Nibur, but if let's say they were born in a leap year, and 13 years later was also a leap year, as Bevadi Hayinu Omer Hanolad Bar Rishon Yeh Bar Mitzvah Ba'ad Rishon V'Hashini Ba'ad Rishini. But then obviously, in the case in the Shulchan Aruch, of the one kid being born on the 29th of Adar Rishon, and the second on the 1st of Adar Shini, then the kid who was born on the 29th of Adar Rishon would turn Bar Mitzvah first. Archav Tesla Adar, so I would have said that the Adar Rishon that we're observing in a leap year should take the place of the month of Shvat. And therefore I would have said that once the 29th day of Shvat arrives and 13 years later he should turn Bar Mitzvah. So comes the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us the opposite. So I might have thought that if someone is born in a leap year in the month of Adar, that they in fact become Bar Mitzvah in Adar Rishon. Kamash Mala, the Adar Rishon lo nikra Adar. El Chodesh Ibur Mikre. Shari in Kornes Hamegillah ba'Adar Rishon. V'anam b'Yidun Gimel Shanim Shleimim. We don't view Adar Rishon as the real Adar. You don't read Megillah in Adar Rishon. It doesn't have the status of Adar, and therefore the halacha is you have to wait till Adar Sheni. Mi shenolad biyom rishon berosh chodesh kislev v'haya az shnei yamim rosh chodesh v'shnasud gimel haya cheshvan chaser v'chislev eino el yom echad rosh chodesh afal pichei neu nasa bar mitzvah ad rosh chodesh kislev. So this is one of these unique scenarios. Rosh chodesh kislev can sometimes be one day, meaning to say that you go straight from chav tes mar cheshvan to aleph kislev. Other times rosh chodesh kislev can be 2 days. It could be lamed mar cheshvan and aleph kislev. So what if a person was born on the first day of rosh chodesh kislev in a year where there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? So the person was born on Lamed Mar Cheshvan, but 13 years later, Rosh Chodesh Kislev was only 1 day, so the halacha is that he does not become Bar Mitzvah until Aleph Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Yom Echad Rosh Chodesh, one who was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and there was only 1 day of Rosh Chodesh that year, and the year he turns Bar Mitzvah, there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and Nasa Bar Mitzvah, Yom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh, he turns Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, meaning to say on Lamed Mar Cheshvan. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow.